Yeah, look, it was interesting to look at that. We were doing some imagery of near infrared, so we were looking at chlorophyll, which was basically what we were measuring, going into the crops. And we could really, some of the crops we were doing regularly as part of a training exercise for us, you could actually see it starting to encroach and then just go out through the crop a little bit. And what caught me off guard with my own crop was it got in and touched me up during germination, and I thought I got away with it. I was keeping the crop pretty happy. And yeah, come that second capsule, they just never came up. The whole crop just started losing vigour and, getting these black rotten heads, and yet I still have one capsule sticking up. And
And you were seeing that with the drone or
we
in the
were seeing
field?
some of it, yeah, we were seeing some of the impact of it, different management zones and impacts of that and prior cropping history of the paddocks, because a lot of these pivot circles and linears are amalgamated paddocks, and seeing the impacts of that happening. We're starting to see that translate into the data we're getting out from the drone. So this season we're going to have another go with a very expensive camera, sort of custom built to try and map some of this stuff and see how we go at really helping manage it. Making that decision: do you knock this area out and make it a, contain it, contain the effect, or do you let the crop keep going? So it was a hard season, I think, for growers this year as well, because a lot of them weren't willing to put inputs in. They were getting, we were all getting pretty nervy of it, watching your germination go backwards like that. And we did some crops up north that really got a hard time, and it was yeah, quite sobering to see it actually.
When you say you're going to use some specially built, gear, what have you built for the next season?
So we've got a multispectral camera which will be taking a whole different number of wavelengths of light, and there's quite a bit of literature about suggesting that this method can help detect areas of stress in wheat crops. There's been a bit of work done on poppies previously. And some other vegetable crops. So the concept is that a stressed crop that isn't photosynthesizing and happy is going to be a bit hotter. And then crops that have got the crop happening, they've got chlorophyll, they've got a bit of water going out the stomata, so the crop's a bit cooler. And just using that as an early trigger, and we're hoping we can start
And you
seeing.
can colour code that.
Yeah, we can start grading it and things. I mean, it's a long way off being a commercial push the red button thing. But we just a step further in the right direction. We found the limits of the equipment we're using now and trying to step it up a bit further. And I think one of the core advantages our business has is that I grow the crop and I know it inside out, so I can look at the drone data and I know that inside out, and I can overlay the two quite accurately and say, yeah, that's where the pivot broke down, or that's where the thing bogged and drowned it out. It doesn't quite get enough pressure up that bank. All that things you can't normally grab, I can kind of pick up. And I know where the infections are because I'm going over it every week with a spray rig. So it's been a very good accelerated learning curve for us. And I think all the guys globally that are kicking goals in the agricultural drone landscape are all farmers' sons, basically. Yeah, that's it's quite surprising. I was just chatting last week to a guy from Canada, and they've got a massive farm. And he spent over $500,000 on drones in the last couple of years, just trying to make it work into his business. And at the end of it, he kind of said to me, he goes, yeah, we're not quite getting the results we wanted. For $500,000 worth of experimenting, but a pretty big operator. But yeah, he was impressive with what he was doing. And you chat about what you're trying to do, and the guys that know what they're on about, they are reserved with what you're saying. And I'm pretty reserved. I'm not promising anything with it. We just, this disease is going to be pretty hard to manage, I think, at an industry level. But, it's like everything in farming, it's a collaboration of numerous ideas.
But Will, if you have that information, if you can see which areas are under stress during the growing season, is there much that you can do at that point anyway?
I guess that's the question then for the companies and the field officers to work up, plus the research that's is being conducted now by this fast reaction group that started working on it. That's up to them to work out their management solutions. But what we're trying to do is hone in where the problem is, and identify it, and at the same time do other things. So yes, we can go and look for risk of infection. It's a site to go and look at. The drone doesn't have a laser that can go and etch out that area for you. But at the same time, we can be doing a crop vigour index and tweaking the variable rate irrigation package, helping look at nutrient allocation and the impacts of your soil boundaries if you've previously mapped that. So there's a few other things we can add on at the same time. And I think that's the key with the drones, is making it multi-benefit each flight. Because really the drone's just a data gathering platform. And so the more data we can get per mission, the better value it is to the farmer, and the more we can bring the cost down per hectare. Because, I mean, it does add up. It's an investment to do it. But, the guys that can respond to what we're giving them are definitely seeing benefits.